couple of things that I don't like a hot environment, like mosquitoes, like a podcast with background music. There's something about a podcast with background music that just makes me feel uneasy. But before we get into that, I did tell you guys in the last episode that I had a guest on that I was going to try to guess a couple of activities that I suspect or I guess that you guys might be doing while listening to the podcast episode. And today I came up with a couple of activities that you guys might be doing. So let's turn it into some sort of game whereby I will try to list a couple of activities that you guys might be doing while listening to the podcast episode. And if I do get the activity you're doing, you're out of the game. Okay. So first up, if you're cooking, you're out. I'm sorry, my gang. I love you guys. I know. I absolutely love you guys. We love chopping that onions, that pepper. We love doing that while listening to the podcast. But you're first, you're out. I do that too, but you guys are out. Okay. Second off, if you're walking, you're taking a walk while listening to the podcast. I'm sorry. You're out too. Okay. Third, if you are lying down, you're out because you're not about to just sleep while listening to this podcast. You're not about to sleep on this episode. Hell no, you're out. I should have even made that the first one. If you're sleeping while listening, if you're lying down rather, while listening to the podcast, you're out. Okay. If you're jogging while listening to the podcast, you're out. I'm sorry. I don't even know how that's possible. How could you absolutely lie and be jogging, right, while listening to your podcast? But you do you. But you're out. I'm sorry. If you're walking out, you're out. If you're doing an errand, if you're on for an errand, you're out and about for an errand, you're out too. If you are dancing, you're out. Okay. Now I'm thinking most of you listening might be trying to do something that's something. How could I forget? If you're taking a shit while listening to this podcast, you're out. Listen, I'll be a hypocrite here because I do it. If you are taking a shit while listening to this podcast episode, I'm sorry, but you're out. How could you absolutely do that? How could you do that? I know, I do that too, but like, come on, okay? Okay, for this episode, you're out. You're out of the game. Those are the ones that I could come up with. But regardless of whatever it is you're doing, just shift closer to me. Let's have a conversation, right? Except the person who's taking a shit while listening to this podcast episode. Just finish and join us, okay? Just finish what you're doing, wrap up with your business, and then come and join us in this wonderful conversation. Before we start the episode, I did want to let you guys know about something. But before I then talked about this that I'm about to talk about now, something came into my mind, and I realized that we are actually starting the season three of this podcast right now in this episode. The information I wanted to say was that, hey, this is going to be like the last episode of the season two of the podcast, because I decided that we are going to be running the podcast on eight episodes, right? And it's even funny because when I started the podcast, I had no clear structure for it. I was just like, let's just do 10 episodes, and if I like it and if the vibe is perfect, the vibe is going great, then we are winging it, you know. I'll just continue, I'll wing it and continue. And there's nothing like perfection. I believe that perfection is sort of an illusion. It is an illusion. And so I think the great thing about this is consistency. You know, me showing up here, you guys showing up here, we showing up here and having this conversation. I think that's the perfect thing on its own. But like I was saying, we were supposed to run these 8 episodes per season to just have a structure on it, right? And we did that for season one. And then season two, whereby I had guests and it was all beautiful. A wonderful season, honestly. But I was so caught up in it that I did not even know that this was the 9th episode, which is then making it season three, right? So the 8th episode was the last episode before this one. I don't know if you get it. Like, this episode was supposed to, in my mind, it was supposed to be the last episode of season two. I thought it was, oh, it's my 8th episode. But it turns out that this one is literally the 9th one, and it would just disrupt the structure. And so, therefore, welcome to season three, I guess. But guys, I think it's just the consistency that matters, honestly. I think it's the consistency that matters. So yeah, that's what I wanted to let you guys know. Now let's get back to why I hate podcasts with background music. About a month ago, I asked you guys to fill a form that I sent out on the podcast Instagram platform and to people who I know were listening to the podcast. So I basically asked you guys listening currently, hey, what do you guys absolutely think about the podcast? What do you guys think about it? What are your thoughts about it? There were a lot of questions there, but questions aimed at just getting feedback from what you guys thought about it, right? And in a section of that form, there was a part whereby I was like, hey, what do you think about the solo episodes? Solo episodes being just episodes whereby it's just me talking, you know? And I was asking, what do you guys think about it? And a couple of you guys said, nah, I mean, the solo episodes are great, right? But I think a little bit of background music wouldn't be bad. And then a couple of you guys said, well, it's perfect, Martins. We love your sexy voice. I added that part, but I mean, hey. But you guys were like, we love your voice. It's just as it is. It's perfect just as it is. Background music might be a little bit distracting. And what I got, the overall analysis from the form was that 60% of you guys preferred the podcast with background music. And the ones who said they loved the voice just as it was, or they loved the solo episodes just as it was, they were like 40%. Now, I know that I should be like, oh wow, you guys love the podcast with background music. Sure, I'll give you guys that, okay? I'm gonna be there for you guys. I'm give you guys everything. I'll give you guys your background music, whatever you guys want, right? It should be that easy for me. No, it was not. It absolutely was not that easy for me. Instead, I faced a dilemma, or I am currently facing a dilemma, whereby I'm being bugged and I'm feeling unsettled about the entire thing. And I started to wonder, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling this uneasiness or this weird feeling about adding a background music to my episodes, to the solo episodes rather? Why am I feeling this way? Right? And then I came to the realization that why I'm feeling this way is because I absolutely do not love podcasts that have background music, especially solo hosted podcasts. I do not like solo hosted podcasts that have background music in them. And I tried to think about why it is I feel this way. And I narrowed it down to three reasons. So I got three reasons here why I do not like podcasts that have background music with them. And I'll be sharing that with you guys. The first reason is that I've always loved podcasts, especially solo hosted podcasters, whereby it's just the host or the person recording talking. I've always loved podcasts like that, especially when they do not have background music. I don't know how to even, I don't even know how to put it there, but the first reason is just the love I had for it. Before I even decided to start recording this podcast, before I even started the thought of having this podcast, before I even thought of creating this podcast, I always listened to a lot of podcasts, and I was particularly drawn to podcasts that were just solo hosted. I mean, I did listen to the ones that had, you know, they were co-hosted, they had multiple guests on them. I listened to them. But for the most part, I always was drawn to solo hosted podcasters, whereby it's just me, the podcaster that's talking. It's like this conversation between the both of us. There is no background music whatsoever. And so when I was creating this podcast, I was like, what do I love about podcasting? What do I think that my ideal listener would love about podcasting? And I said, let me create that, okay? So in that way, I'm like creating something that I do love in a way. I don't know if you get the gist, but that is literally the first reason. My love for solo hosted podcasts, I have absolutely no background music. The second reason I don't like podcasts that have background music is that I believe that it takes a skill to actually make a solo hosted podcast that is actually interesting to people. I don't get me all wrong. Do I think I'm there? Like, do I think that I'm at that point whereby I can actually just bring out the microphone, whip it out, and then talk to people in a way that I feel like I'm engaging them for like, what, 40 minutes straight up? Maybe I'm not there, but I think that it's the consistency that would make me go there, because you would only get better at something by doing it over and over, right? And so I just felt like a podcaster, like the ones that I listen to on a regular, who have the ability to just sit down and capture you with their thoughts, their words, their humor, their thinking pattern, their opinions, their ideas. You're just listening to them talk and you're captivated. I think that in itself is an art form that I was blown away by. I admired it. It was just beautiful, you know. And I was like, I wanted to create that. I wanted to hone that skill, you know. Because, I mean, an idea that is just coming to my head now is like, imagine I'm going to do a public speaking event, or I'm going to public speak. I wouldn't be public speaking with background music. I wouldn't be trying to capture my audience or ensure that they are not bored with background music there. I don't know if you get the picture I'm trying to paint, but there's just something, there's just a skill, a quality that I admire in being able to hook the listener with just your voice, with just your opinions, with just your craft and creativity. See, it's beautiful. It's freaking beautiful, and I absolutely love it. Okay. Now the third reason, okay, third reason why I was having a serious dilemma and I was confused about whether I should add background music to this, and I was panicking about all that. Listen, it was a serious, it was a big episode. I'm sounding really cool about this, but I was literally losing my mind about this. I was a bit worried, right? And so all of this is coming from a place of like serious thoughts, right? Serious thought and serious introspective thinking. And I'm like, okay, this is why I think this way. Now, the third reason is this. You guys might think it's weird. You guys might think it's weird. Some of you might get it. Some of you might absolutely not get it. But it's intimacy, okay? It is intimacy. I think that a solo-hosted podcast whereby it's just you and the host of the podcast, it's just you, you're listening, and then it's just them talking. I think that that sort of podcast, it's very intimate. It's almost like you're getting to know this person. I don't know, maybe to some other people, this is really literally weird and it's somehow to them. But to me, the podcasters that I've listened to, whereby they share their thoughts, they share their opinions, they share their ideas, they share their humor, I tend to get attracted to them. I tend to, not sexually, but I tend to get like drawn to these folks. I tend to love them. I almost feel like I know these people, you know? It creates this set of bond. It creates this type of a bond with them. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Like, see, these reasons might appear totally weird and unreasonable, but to me, they made perfect sense, you know? Like the intimacy with solo-hosted podcasts, especially ones with so much craft and creativity, whereby you are just listening to this person talk and you're really drawn to the way they are talking and you absolutely just love it. Intimacy absolutely comes out there. It's sort of intimacy whereby you're like, I know this person, even though you might not know them as much as you think you know them, but hearing them will trigger this sort of familiarity. You're like, oh, I love this podcast. I love the way this person talks. I love the way this person thinks. You know, you're just captivated by their thought process. I thought that there was this intimacy that he had, right? And I've experienced it with a couple of podcasts. And I was like, I wanted to bring that for you guys. Like, I wanted to create a podcast whereby, sure, there will be guests, sure, there will be hosts. You know, it's not just going to be me throughout in most episodes. But for the most part, it was just going to be me talking with you, right? And I wanted this entire creative endeavor to be one whereby, as I'm talking, it's a conversation, you're listening on the other side, and you're like, ah, this guy is absolutely making so much sense. I love the way he thinks, you know. And we are just vibing. I don't know if you get, but we are just vibing, and it's just making absolutely so much sense. And everybody's smiling and everybody's happy. You know, like this intimacy, this sort of podcaster listener connection, does that make sense? It makes absolute sense to me, guys. But coming to go back at the form, and I started to see, you know, feedback from you guys, and you guys were like, hey Martins, a little bit of background music would not be bad. I was like, shit, do they not love the solo episodes that I've been trying to create? You know, but I got over that and I was like, I listened to the episodes and I was like, shit, they're not bad. They're actually good. But I could see where they're coming from with the solo episodes being having, you know, a bit of background music. It's not a bad idea entirely, right? I could experiment with that. But at the same time, I didn't want to lose the spark that I had when creating the solo episodes, right? The intention I had in mind. You know, it's like you love something, you love an art form, you love a style of doing something. And then I think the more you try to modify it to sort of please the public, you tend to stop having that spark. You tend to start losing that spark. And then eventually you will just become tired and exhausted and even frustrated or even angry at what you're creating, right? And I never want to do that to you guys. I never want to just stop. Because I'm trying to please a lot of people. I'm trying to wash my or tone down or add this or modify this. You know, I never wanted to do that. And I'll be doing that in a way that I would then just lose the passion for it and I'll then stop. Now, listen, is there like a good thing or a good middle point or a middle ground whereby I can actually listen to what you guys are saying and then I can actually modify it and everybody's happy? Yeah, sure, there is. But there is also a point of doing it too much that it then becomes exhausting for me to even do, right? And I never wanted to lose that spark. And so I came to a conclusion, like I came to a conclusion that I think would actually benefit everybody both people who want to listen with the background music, both people who prefer just my sexy voice, and me who's creating it. You know, I came to a conclusion, and here's what I thought. I decided to create episodes that would have background music and episodes that would not have background music. So there is not just a stable, these solo episodes are going to have background music throughout in the entire podcast. No. And I'm not going to say I am never going to add solo, I'm never going to add rather background music to the solo episodes, right? Instead, it's going to be an experimental thing whereby I will do a couple of solo episodes and I'll be adding background music in some of them. And then there are also going to be some solo episodes whereby I would not be adding the background music and it would just be me and the listener just vibing. You get sharing of thoughts, a wonderful conversation happening right there. And when that idea happened, I was like, okay, that is actually beautiful, you know? It's really, really beautiful because in that way, people who prefer background music, they are satisfied. They're like, now this is what I love. And then people who said they prefer it without the background music, they're like, yeah, we are okay. And then me on the other hand, who is creating it, I'm okay because, hey, I get to do the ones that I love. I get to absolutely speak without the background music. And I get to put out the episodes without the background music there. And that way, everybody's smiling, everybody's satisfied, everybody's is feeling good, I guess. You know, it's a reasonable conclusion if you ask me. And I was just happy that I came to that conclusion. That way, everybody's happy. I get to continue doing what I love. I get to continue showing up for you guys. And you guys get to continue vibing with me. We get to be on this journey together, you know? I absolutely love you guys. I absolutely love the listenership we've built on this podcast, the small community that is thriving. I think it's beautiful, you know? And I think that it would not have happened without you guys. I could come here and yap all day and talk all day and speak through my lungs fall out and my voice box spoils and nothing would happen, you know? But with you guys, it makes it worth it. It makes it absolutely worth it to come here. It makes it absolutely worth it to come here and we vibe, we talk. And I do love you guys. Like, I literally do. I absolutely do. Okay, I'm not about to cry on this episode, but I do. And it's not like those fake love whereby other people are like, oh my God, I love you guys so much. I love you guys so much. You guys mean the world to me. Just to hype people up for no reason. But I literally do. And I really hope that we could build this into something really valuable. I really hope that whoever is listening is inspired to do something great. And then not just inspired by me, but becomes a source of inspiration for another person, right? I mean, hey, we're going to talk about a lot of things. It's going to be self-development. It's going to be being 1% better. But ultimately, we're here to have a good time while also creating value for ourselves. So who's in? Because I'm in. And that's all I've got for today, folks. I just came to let you guys know about the dilemma I was facing. And the conclusion I came to, right? And once again, I've not said it, so there's no point in saying once again, but I would say this, that I do appreciate the feedback you guys gave. I do appreciate your consistent listenership. And just keep being 1% better. Keep doing things that would inspire yourself. Keep doing things, rather, that would put you in the part of life that you want to be in, right? Yeah, that's literally all I've got. Keep being amazing people, guys. Check out the Almost 20 podcast on Spotify, on Apple Music, or on anywhere you stream podcasts, okay? Let's hang out there every time. New episodes every 2 weeks. I've adjusted the schedule so that everybody, you know, it's just consistency. I adjusted the schedule to be very consistent in it. And I think the schedule is working out pretty well for me. And I would love to believe that you guys also love it too, you know? Check out the Almost 20 podcast on Instagram at Almost 20 Podcast. Check out me, your host, on Instagram at underscore Guy Martins. And also, guys, please, if you could, on Spotify, if you listen, right, you could also try rating the podcast. Just when you listen, click the dots beside the notification bell and hit a rating, right? Just rate me 5 stars, 4 stars, you know, rate me as much as you value me. I would really appreciate that. It really helps with the algorithm because when you do that, people who come to see the podcast or anyone who bumps into the podcast or anybody who this podcast is recommended to could check out the ratings and be like, people actually listen to this podcast. It has a good rating, so I might as well just give it a shot, you know? So yeah, once again, I appreciate you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. New episodes every Sunday, every 2 weeks, and I'll see you guys in the next episode, okay?